Hello, hello, hello. Hello, everyone. How did we go with our homework?
I gave it a go. I got so far, I got three yeses
Good.
When I tried to call in the baby's souls. But I struggled to get any further than that. I'm going to try again tonight, I think.
Good.
Yeah. It was interesting, though. I was trying to get the answers, but as you said about asking for more clarity, I'm going to try again. Yeah.
So what was your energy like when you were sitting in the meditation? What were you feeling? Where was your emotional state?
No, I was really, felt really calm, actually. And yeah.
Good.
Felt good.
Good.
Yeah, I didn't feel sort of scared or anything like that, but
good.
No, it felt positive, so I'll give it another go and let you know next week how I get on. Thank you.
Good, good, good. That's the main thing. Just give it a go. Be gentle with it. It's really about not having that tension and that, you know, like where you're strangling the energy. It's about trusting that the energy is coming through, the information is coming through. There's nothing to be scared of. This is just a beautiful, natural, normal state.
Yeah.
Did anyone else have any experiences, or did you guys give it a go?
Yeah, I gave it a go. I noticed that sometimes it's easier than others.
Yeah.
So for example, yesterday I had like a very, very clear message, and today I tried again. It was more fussy, more difficult, and I also had a no that I had to let go quickly. Mm-hmm,
So when you're asking, are you of the light, are you of the light, are you of the light, the third answer was no.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, no, but I can help you anyway. And I was like, no, thank you.
Fantastic. That's what we want to see. Yeah, because the thing is, you know, the dark can, I'm trying to get some more light on my face. It's quite dark in this room. But the dark can pose as the light. So, you know, and it's not scary when you communicate with them, is it? Like, you know, they're just like, oh, I'll help you. And you're like, no, it's all right.
It wasn't scary. It was weird because it was very easy to identify. The rest was really fussy, and this was very close and in first person, which is weird. It was weird.
But it's a good experience to have, to know, like, you know, that this is how the dark commune with us. Like, it's really clear, whereas your subtle intuition is exactly that. It's very faint, the light little voice, and if you don't have the confidence, it's difficult to action it, whereas if it's the dark, it's clear and it's loud. Is my internet connection okay?
Yes.
Just froze a little bit there.
Did you hear what I was saying? I
heard what you were saying, but the picture froze.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
It's okay again now.
Yeah, I just had a little warning saying it's not good. But thank you. If we have problems, I'll just have to relocate rooms or turn my video off. But anyway, I've got a question here about a dream. The past few days, I have been dreaming very randomly. Tell me about that. What are your dreams like, Lenny?
Okay. So it's like I've been dreaming about my childhood friend, but it's not like I'm very close with her when I was in elementary. And it's very, very totally random. And in that dream, I pictured that she was pregnant, and she was pregnant like her fourth child. And I can remember like the first child was boy and then girl. And I don't know what is the gender of the fourth baby, but she, in my dream, she was like heavily pregnant. But she was not someone that I very close when I was in school. So I don't know why. It's very, very random. I don't even think about her. We don't even look at the Facebook thing or anything. But why is it suddenly this girl, like, she came up in my dream? I just remember, oh, yeah, that girl. Yeah, I think she was my childhood friend. But why is her, you know? And, yeah, the last few days I've been dreaming about few. One is my elementary school friend. The other one is my junior high school friend. That was like 20 years ago, and we don't even connect each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It just, yeah.
Okay. Dreams are never, ever, ever about the other person. It's always about you. So I know that things can happen to other people in your dream, but it's never about them. It's always about you. And your relationship at the time. So for example, those friends that you had, like there's an aspect of you, playfulness, innocence, whatever, which is being highlighted to you in that dream. So when you were friends with them, you had a certain attitude and perception and type of, you know, playfulness about you. And that's been reflected. So pregnancy in a dream says it's like a new beginning, a new project that's flourishing. You know, having babies, it's like that new project, new beginnings. So whatever was that aspect with you at the time when you were friends with her, it's been reflected back to you. So when you get back into that state, this can also happen to you. Lots of new beginnings, lots of new possibilities.
Okay. Right. Okay. I mean, but there's nothing to do with her, right? I mean,
not usually. Usually it's just a reflection of you. That being said, you can sometimes have apparitions. So for example, one time I had a dream that my little dog couldn't walk up some stairs, like literally was just splayed out like a starfish. And then that day we found out, you know, his back was paralyzed. We had to take him to the vet. He had to have a massive operation. So I already dreamt about it before it happened for him. Mm. So like it was literally within an hours, just the very next day it happened. So you can get apparitions, but usually dreams like this, it's usually a reflection of you. It's the aspect of you reflected in that person.
Okay, but it's just totally random person, and it's not even like I talk to her, like we don't even contact each other, like, yeah, since junior high school. So I don't know, it just suddenly pop up her face.
Yeah, because your subconscious mind remembers everything. Everything is logged in your subconscious, and your subconscious is what is projecting and manifesting and creating the current life that you're in. So you've still got those distant memories, and it's the aspect of you that's reflected in those friends that is, you know, it's your dreams are always a sign. They're always a symbol. They're always a message. So what is it about you that is like them in that stage when you knew them like 20 odd years ago that will allow you to be in that state? And for me, I keep getting the word playful with you, just that innocence, the ease, like it's not going to be a problem, you know, even having that unconscious belief that I'm going to have lots of children when I'm older. You know, when you're little, you say, oh, I have 10 babies. You know, it's just one of those things of just being innocent and expecting it to happen. I don't know exactly what it is for you, but there is that message for you. So it's always good to have a dream journal, especially if you are a dreamer. You know, your dreams are a message from spirit. So write it when you first wake up, is when you can remember more. But there's always a message, always a code, always something for you. And you can always meditate on it later and ask your higher self. So in the light of highest truth,
okay,
show me what this dream was meant to mean.
Okay.
You know, and hold that space.
About pregnancy. I mean, she was pregnant.
How did it make you feel? How did it make you feel seeing her pregnant?
I think she was about to deliver in that dream, but I can see that she was like holding on to it. Like she's very, very heavily pregnant, and this is her fourth child. But when I look at the Facebook, she was only having two kids, and I'm like, wow. but yeah, she was holding it to it, like she's about to deliver. But I was like, oh man, she was like struggling, like holding on. This pregnancy very huge. The belly is like, you know, it's about to pop out, the baby. But I just don't know the gender. But I know the gender of the first kid. It's like boy, girl, and the fourth one, I don't know.
And how did it make you feel seeing her other children and seeing her so heavily pregnant?
There's a sense of like a bit worried, a bit scared. I don't know.
Her? You're scared for her?
When I look at her, because she was like holding on to something, like she was about to deliver, maybe contraction or something, and it's like, oh my god, is that gonna happen? Like I don't know, maybe it's like my fear or something, like, you know, the baby was just about to deliver. But I can see her face is like holding a contraction, something like that.
Okay. So are you worried for her?
Am I worried for her?
In the dream, did you feel worried?
I sense like scared looking at her like that, but somebody else is helping her. Like somebody else is helping her about look like, oh, okay. There's another scenario. Like we were like about to traveling, like in aeroplane. So she and I and another passenger were about to on board, and I think she was about to deliver in the airport or between, you know, about to boarding, and the airline's crew is asking, is there anybody, is a doctor in this among the passenger? But I can tell that the situation is a bit worrying, and I was looking at her like, oh, okay, is that gonna happen? You know, a bit scared to me. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, if I was analyzing that dream, I would think, you know, why do I have fears around birth? Okay. Yes. It is a little bit crazy to be giving birth in an airport. But you know, in that dream, this woman who was obviously representing a reflection of you had already had many children. So she knew how to give birth. It was going to come easy. It's, you know, the second, third, fourth child is just so much easier to come out than, you know, it's just the way it is. So the fact that you still have some anxieties around that, I think, is a message to say you need to get over the anxieties around being pregnant, birth. Maybe the sex of the child is a big thing for you because it keeps coming up, you know, like her children, or the fact that you didn't understand or didn't know the sex of the child, like, and this is all unconscious stuff, remember? So you don't have to be, oh yeah, I recognize that. Stuff is coming up unconsciously. So what right. I would recommend you do is start with your meditations, communing with your higher self, and asking your higher self, show me my blockages to having my happy, healthy children. And even if stuff in your dream comes up again and you're like, oh, what does this mean? Then you need to ask, show me with more clarity. What does this mean? And then ask, is it because I'm scared of childbirth? You wait for a yes or a no. You know, and we can clear that. Everything's clearable. We just need to know what's coming up, what's ready to be cleared. Because at the moment you're saying, I really want to have this child or these children. Mm-hmm. And your brain is giving you messages going, this is what's happening in the background. This is what's actually being manifested. So remember, right. Your conscious mind is like a grain of sand. It's not that powerful. Everything's coming from the subconscious. So your dreams are so helpful in letting you know.
Okay, so maybe I haven't tell you that tomorrow I had an appointment to see an optician. Mm-hmm. So that also scares me a bit because the last 1.5 years, I had 2 surgery, which is endometriosis and like sort of fibroid and cyst. So within 1 year, I had 2 surgery. The last one was January, which is 9 months ago. That is a laparoscopy thing, like you put inside, and I just recovered, like basically 9 months. So me and my husband, we were trying to get pregnant this year. So 2 weeks ago, I went back to the OB-GYN and he gave me like a sort of like a medicine, and then he wants me to come back tomorrow. So I think maybe I'm a bit worried about that, because about a few weeks ago when I was so stressed with my I think what my husband, what work, and also my tummy is a bit like having a contraction, but I don't know, am I gonna have a period or something, but it was a bit worried for me because I knew that my supposed to be my cyst and everything is taken away, but somehow it just a bit, when I stress, I'm tired, my tummy is a bit contraction. It's just like, oh, a bit uncomfortable. Yeah. So I was thinking, okay, for the last 1 year, I had 2 surgery and I do not expect to have another one. So it scares me that if the cyst or the endometriosis is coming back, it scares me.
Yeah. And that's natural because, again, your subconscious mind remembers everything and it is a very real possibility. However, it doesn't have to be. So if you have changed your diet and managed your stress and controlled your emotions between now and when you had that surgery, then you shouldn't expect the same things to happen. You know, there's some powerful supplements which I recommend you have. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Yep. So the powerful supplements are the Powerfully Pure Range MSM that dissolves cysts within 30 days. It shrinks fibroids. Yeah. And it's just bitter. It's easier to take. You will be detoxing. For you, I want you to quickly build up to 2 tablespoons a day, twice a day, because you've got stuff to dissolve. But you've got to build up to it, because otherwise, if you start like that, you are going to have massive detox symptoms. Okay. And the detox symptoms can range from sweating to feel a little bit faint, kind of blacking out a little bit, but not for long. But you need to build up slowly. You know, we start with 1/2 teaspoon or 1/4 teaspoon. And then the next time you have a drink, the next day, like in the evening, right before bed, you then try to up it to 1 teaspoon. And if you're okay with that, the next day, try 1/2 tablespoon. Just, I know you're jumping quite quickly, but for someone like you, we need to dissolve this very quickly.
Okay.
Now, endometriosis, we're going to talk more about this shortly in an upcoming session. But endometriosis, anyone that suffers with it, is a person that really is extremely sensitive to any kind of toxicity, physical, mental, emotional toxicity. So you cannot afford to be eating conventional food. Your body just does not cope. You must have clean thoughts, hold on to clean memories, and detox, 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 because that's what's happening. Your womb, everyone's womb, is a self-cleaning organ. And when you have endometriosis, your womb is clearing itself out of all the congestion in your blood and all the excess lining that's forming, and it's pushing it out. And then it creates the extra lining deposits throughout the body. The body goes a little bit AWOL, which is why you're shedding, like this endometrial lining is shedding in all random parts of your body. And it's incredibly painful because it's got nowhere to go. So when you clear it, you can then maintain it with these supplements. So you're having the rich vitamin C, the superfoods with the vitamin C, the MSM. When you're combining that, that will keep everything clear. That's really important. But again, like you said, your tummy feels tight. When you're stressed, you know, you process your emotions in your gut. Most of us do, not everyone does, but you clearly do. So you're very sensitive. So it's really important that you master your emotions, and that you really have to eat clean, drink clean, think clean. So important for you. You're just more sensitive, okay? And you don't have to suffer. It's just saying you need to live a more clean lifestyle, and you can still get pregnant. You just don't need to be suffering to get there. And the thing is, if you continue to live a normal, you know, lifestyle, it doesn't work for you. You've got to live that higher vibrational lifestyle where you're relying more on light force as opposed to dense, convenient lifestyles. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll go into more detail later. But I think for now, get yourself a dream journal. You've got a lot of stuff coming through for you. Be interesting to hear how you go with your upcoming tests as well. See what's transpired. And everything's fixable. Don't worry. You know, just keep going with the flow and everything will work out. That's your inner knowing, okay? You will be able to achieve what you want to achieve in this journey.
I'm a bit scared about tomorrow's appointment, though.
There's nothing to be scared of. I mean, what's the worst case scenario?
I don't know, because doctors say we'll do the ultrasound and everything, checking everything tomorrow, blah blah blah. And I'm like, if what if suddenly then he found like, oh, you have another cyst or something. I'm like, oh my god.
That's fine. You just take the right amounts of MSM and in 30 days it will be dissolved. Fine. Okay. But if you didn't know that you had it, you wouldn't take such a high dose. But this is going to tell you whether you have it and whether you don't. It's going to help us with the dosage. Perfect. Mm. So see it as not a problem. Whatever's going to be resolved or revealed will be resolved.
Okay.
Don't be scared, because otherwise that fear will create more acidity in the body. And when there's acidity in your blood, it's going to create disease. And we don't want that. Okay, disease will thrive in acidity. Be calm. Don't worry, it's just information. And we can deal with that information. It's not going to be bad. Even if you don't want to hear the news, it's changeable. Okay? And it could literally just be your sensitivities to the stress. And that's why you have the tension in your abdomen. And then it's not more cysts forming. Okay?
Okay.
So we're just going to get some resolution. It's fine. Do not be nervous. Be excited.
Okay. Thank you.
It's the same energy, whether you're nervous and worried or whether you're excited. It's on the same spectrum. You're just choosing the positive, the light, not the dark.
Okay.
Same spectrum of energy.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Does anyone else have anything to add about their meditation experience that they've tried?
Hi, Fiona.
Hi.
I'm not sure if I got the right meditation, but I did one this morning. Anyway, it was communing with baby and mother one on the fertile course.
Yep, fertile lifestyle course.
Yeah, so I did that this morning actually, and it was really lovely. I have done it before, and because my mum isn't with me here, well, she's in spirit, she's here with me, and she definitely was during that meditation this morning. And I was asking for messages, and actually what came through, and I had already realized it, but didn't realize it until I did the meditation. The last few weeks I've been seeing pregnant women a lot, or pregnant women with pushing prams, and I don't normally notice it, if I'm honest with you, but I've been noticing it a lot. Like one lady, she was about to pop, and normally it would probably in the past probably would have upset me a little bit, like a bit of a pang, but I haven't been feeling like that when I've been seeing these pregnant women. I've been the lady that was gonna pop, I was thinking, well, she's about to pop, and she was like waddling along, and then the other lady, she actually had her baby holding her and she was kissing the head. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But not in an upset way, like in a really, that's so lovely. And that is really quite big actually for me, because normally I might have thought, you know, the strangulation, oh, why isn't that me? But I wasn't feeling like that at all. And so what message come through today? Because I said, oh, send me some messages, send me some signs. And what came through, like almost immediately, was like, you've been given messages, you're seeing the messages, you're having the signs. So that's what came through for me today, and I think more will unravel, because my messages don't always come through straight away. They come through days and sort of even weeks later. So I think those signs have come from maybe when I did another meditation a few weeks ago, and I've just really had noticed that I'm seeing a lot of pregnant women around. So I thought I'd share that with you. That's quite big for me. So it's lovely.
That's because your subconscious is focused on pregnancy. It's part of your brain. It's how the brain's hardwired. We focus on certain things. The brain is aware of everything, but we only take in certain things. Otherwise we get overwhelmed. And it's the type of example when you think, I really want to buy this type of car, or a red car, for example. And you constantly see all of a sudden all these red cars.
Yeah,
exactly.
I did buy a red car.
So That's the thing. Like, the same thing's happening unconsciously in the subconscious. You're focusing on pregnancy, which is why you're seeing so many pregnant women. Because, ladies, to be honest, I hardly see any. You know, because I'm not focusing on pregnancy.
And that's really interesting.
That's good. It's good. No, no, we want that. We want your brain focusing on that, because what your subconscious mind is focusing on, you're going to attract in your life for you to experience. Not for you to be observing, but that's what you're bringing to you. So this pregnancy is close. It's why you're seeing lots of pregnant women, which is why I want everyone to be happy when they're told, oh, you know, I'm pregnant, or, you know, whatever it may be, I'm going to be giving birth on such and such a date, whatever it may be, for you guys to be happy, because it's like, oh, okay, it's around me. My subconscious has manifested this, and it is my turn next. Like, it's happening. So it's great that you've made that transition, because I know that you had on one level, and then you had a wobble.
I had a wobble
a little while back.
Had a wobble around my period like a few weeks ago, and I was at that sort of stage where I was, why isn't it happening to me? Mm-hmm. When and felt like I'm probably strangling it a little bit. So I had a bit of a wobble, but even though I had that wobble around my period, I wasn't as negative or even as upset as what I can be when I get my period. So that was quite good. It was just a bit of a, okay, period's here again. Why isn't it happening yet? And I was wobbling a little bit. But I've sort of, but it didn't last long. Literally, I think we spoke on one of these calls and I listened to what you said and went away and then just sort of thought, well, I think, I am ready, but there might be a few tweaks I can still be making. So maybe that's why it hadn't happened. So I really got over that wobble, literally, probably after that call, within an hour or so. It didn't last very long. And that's really quite good as well, because normally I can get upset when I get my period, but I haven't done, for the last 2 months, been half as bad as what I have been. So, yeah, and seeing all those pregnant women and being happy for them is great.
Exactly. And you can't fake that. You can't fake it. So I love that. You become really empowered. You know what you want. It doesn't upset you when others around you have what you want, because you know it's happening next. And the thing is, like you say, you are active and you are applying things. Plus you're on the supplementation, which helps to minimize the PMS. You know, when you're on those Powerfully Pure supplements that you're on, you don't get the PMS symptoms. So you're not going to be as emotional or have the painful periods or whatever it may be, because you're feeding your body the energy that it needs. Because our menstrual cycle isn't meant to be painful. Nothing in this journey is meant to be difficult. So when it is, we know, okay, I'm off balance somehow, physically, mentally, or emotionally. How do I bring myself back to the alignment of truth? Because that's all there is. It's just truth. There's no right or wrong because we have free will. It's just truth. And you want to be in the alignment of truth.
Yeah.
And you know when you are, because you feel good.
Yeah.
And when you're not in the alignment, you feel crap. Yeah. You start thinking horrible things, which aren't real.
That's it.
So it's about get centered, get grounded. You are so empowered and you are more ready now to have this baby because you've opened to a new level within yourself.
Yeah.
You're a different person now.
Yeah. And funny you mentioned red cars, because I asked the universe to show me a red car when I go out, like for the red car to be in front of me when driving, to give me another sign. And there was a red car right in front of me driving. There was a white van at first, and then the white van got out of the way, and there it was. So there's another sign.
It is. So, it is.
And it's interesting you said red, because that was the colour I chose as well. So
love it.
So, it's very good. And I do feel in a great place at the moment as well. So, and even with lots of bits and pieces that I've got going on with work and things that I'm learning at work, that's all seems to be flowing. I just need to put a proper structure in place so that I don't get overwhelmed with it all. But otherwise, I'm in a great space.
Good. I'd share that and with this you. Great space. Thank you for sharing, because this great space is the energy that attracts baby. You know, you are in such a better space now. And that's why timing, you know, it's not really about timing. It's about you developing into being the best version of you. And you don't have to be perfect for baby to come. You just need to clear some of the stuff that was bogging you down.
Yeah.
And now baby doesn't have to deal with that because you've already dealt with it. So it's not a part of you anymore. And we need to understand our opposite to understand who we are. So it's normal for us to go through things that weren't working for us. And now we're shifting into what does work.
Yeah. Thank you, Fiona.
Pleasure.
Hello.
So, hi.
I was going to say that I didn't get a chance to do the baby one yesterday, but in the morning before yesterday, I did do one for my body. Mm. And the message that I got for myself was I needed to rest, be more in stillness, go in nature, have magnesium baths and meditate. And I noticed that yesterday for the first time, I actually was so exhausted that I went to bed for 9 o'clock, and I don't do that. So it was just interesting. And I noticed that when I was doing the meditation, I saw the light and I saw these things going into the light. I thought I must be cleansing myself. Mm. Yeah, so that was quite nice. I'm looking forward to doing the baby one. And I just wanted to say that thank you for giving the young lady some advice about taking MSM. Yep. And there wasn't, I went to the health shop and there was another lady that said to take, I can't pronounce it, but I'll spell it, for fibroids. She said it begins with S-E-R-R-A-P-E-P-T-A-S-E.
Serapeptase.
Yes. Is that something you would say to take? Would I need to take that and MSM, or could I just do the M?
Serapeptase is beneficial. What I would recommend is you go and you body test it. So if you were in a shop that sold it, hold it to your heart.
Right. That's it. Body test. Because I did do a body test yesterday for the honey and it said no. And I did a body test for the molasses, like you said, and you got a yes.
Oh, okay.
And also with royal jelly, there's a royal jelly I wanted to just get, this very pure one. I did go to the health shop. I didn't have the, there was one on the internet for 49 quid. And I thought, should I body test which one I should get? And it said no, but I didn't have the product in front of me. Is royal jelly really good to have? Because I'm thinking about getting all these tablets. Like, do I need them all? It's like I'm getting overwhelmed. I've got a list of around 300 quid plus. Like, do I need royal jelly? Because apparently that is the one you're supposed to have. Is it necessary? If you say yes, I'll get it.
Royal jelly gives you lots of energy, okay? That's why people take royal jelly.
Fertility
needs energy. Yes, it's an energy supplementation. You can get it in 100% absorbable form when you get the fertility honey, which is the medical grade from the Powerfully Pure range, the full beehive. So you're going to get your vitamin A, C, E, K, royal jelly, propolis.
Okay.
Of that stuff together.
To your website and just get the whole thing there.
That would mean that it's 100% absorbable. When we start taking supplements, that's taking just the certain aspect of it. Like, for example, you could take magnesium supplements.
Yeah.
But you can also get magnesium either from salts, which you can get because it absorbs through the skin, or from chocolate, or as in cacao, not, you know, the cacao aspect is what has magnesium. So they're in the whole natural form. So you're going to absorb more than you would from an actual supplement that's been broken down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And nature gives it to us in its whole form. So if we want to improve our calcium levels and potassium levels and magnesium levels, because magnesium draws the calcium into the body, you'd have things like sesame seeds instead of getting each individual one of them, which are supplements.
Right.
And instead of getting selenium, I always recommend get Brazil nuts, 3 Brazil nuts a day, ideal for fertility, much better than a selenium supplement.
Right.
So you've got to start bringing in some whole foods, which is what you get in the Powerfully Pure range. It's whole food supplements. So you're going to absorb 100% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise you think, for example, I'll just get this royal jelly. And you think that you're absorbing enough, but you might not be absorbing enough.
Yeah, I understand. Your
body won't thrive to the level that you're expecting it to. And you, like you say, you're investing hundreds of pounds.
Yeah.
And you want it to work.
Yeah, you want it to work, yeah. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, very welcome. So what
And one last thing, sorry. I have a water purifier and it just takes everything out the water. And I'm thinking, my God, now, am I just taking everything out this water? Is there something I need to add into the water?
So is it a distiller or an actual purifier?
I think it's a distiller. Yes.
Okay, yeah, distiller will take everything out. So yes, you must mm-hmm. put some fulvic minerals in. You get them from the Palfi Pure range. Fulvic minerals is probiotic. It's a form of humus. It's like the what gives soil nutrients.
Okay.
And we need that. But otherwise, you're drinking juvenile water, which, you know, it's okay to have distilled water for 2 weeks, for example, when you're wanting to heavily detox, because it will take everything out, you know, mm-hmm. all the bad stuff, but all the good stuff as well. So you wouldn't drink distilled water that mm-hmm. doesn't have anything added to it with supplements, because it's just going to suck all those supplements out.
Oh, right.
It sucks out all the bad stuff, but all the good stuff as well. So okay. add the fulvic minerals. Also, distilled water is acidic water, just like spring water. It's acidic. Too much acidity mm-hmm. could, you know, if it travels down to the vaginal canal, it will destroy the sperm potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And too much acidity means that disease will flourish in your body. Disease will not flourish in an alkaline body. So mm-hmm. you must alkalize the water with things like apple cider vinegar with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Apple cider vinegar, must say, with the mother. My favorite brand, I probably shouldn't recommend brands, but is Bragg's. It's an American brand. You get it all over the world. Braggs.
Yeah.
And that is delicious. I have a sweet tooth, so I have the one that's got honey in it. Mm-hmm. And I just put it on salads for salad dressing. I drink it throughout the day. I just cannot get enough of that one.
Mm-hmm.
So also lemon water. Now, if you have constipation, for example, increase the amount of lemon that you're having. Mm-hmm. Lemon keeps cancer away. Anything that keeps cancer away is going to boost fertility. So have lots of lemon water throughout the day, but you don't have lemon water in the evening. That's when you'd switch to apple cider vinegar in your distilled water. But you still need to remineralize it. There's no minerals there. So you add the full minerals.
I drink lemon water in the morning.
You alkalize and remineralize.
Yeah, I do.
Good.
I need to add I need to do something about my water, because I've been drinking my distilled water for months.
Mm. With supplements, having supplements?
Yeah, I've been having supplements, yeah.
Until you get some fulvic minerals, I would stop taking any supplements, because you're just literally just pouring them down the loo.
Okay, no problem. What bottled water do you recommend then for now?
Glass bottled water, I'd recommend. Spring water is also going to be acidic. So if you have access to, I mean, I prefer spring water, but I will have to alkalize it. So add it with some apple cider vinegar with the mother, or lemon water. Just keep having it with lemon water for now until you get
until level apple cider vinegar. I'll do that. All right. Thank you.
Good question. Okay. Just quick question. Is the MSM? Yes. You said, is it the methyl sulfur? Methane. Yes, I cannot pronounce that. Yes, that's exactly what it is. It stands for that, but it needs to be organic sulfur from pine trees. And if you just buy standard MSM from health food stores, I promise you it's made from petrochemicals. A lot of brands say, oh, we used to harvest it from pine trees, but we don't do that anymore. It's purer when we have it through this other technique. And you're like, okay, well, what's the source? And then when you actually keep asking, I've done this across many different sulfur brands before I began to find the MSM that I stocked for the Palfi Pure range. And 99% of them are from petrochemicals in health food stores. You think that it's the real deal. Petrochemicals is so toxic to the body. You do not want to consume anything that's been extracted with petrochemicals. So no, make sure it's organic sulfur. That's what the MSM is. And how much ACV should we drink per day? Okay, good question. If you drink too much, you'll dry out around the lips and the mouth. So, I mean, I have probably equivalent to a maximum of 30 mils a day, a shot glass. It's up to you. Like if you're really craving it, then it's good. I mean, it's dissolving fat. We know we hold a lot of toxins in fat. It's very alkalizing. It's great to put on topically as well if you've got bites and whatnot. It's very, very good for you. Many, many, many uses. However, it's up to you. If you have more than 30 mils and you're beginning to dry out, then pull back. Otherwise, you know, you might be able to have a quarter of a bottle. It depends on how much your body can tolerate. But remember, the lemon water also has its benefits, especially if you're having the skin and it's organic, the organic skin, because that's what the folate into. So we want to mix it up and not have the lemon in the evening. It's too acidic. I mean, I know that when you consume it, it's alkaline, but it's acidic in the mouth and the gut first before it converts to being alkaline. So it's better to have the apple cider vinegar in the evening. You can have apple cider vinegar throughout the day, but it is best lemon first thing, and then up to you what you do in the middle of the day, but then in the evening switch to apple cider vinegar if you haven't already. Good questions, ladies. So we did discuss overcoming brain fog and lethargy. Do you have any questions about what to do when suffering from miscarriages? Did we cover that last? Did we do that yesterday? I forget if we covered that one.
I think you did touch it, yes.
We touched it. Yeah, you touched it. You said you might go deeper.
Okay. Okay. I'm having a, because I forget, because I do two lots and I remember what I covered yesterday evening, but not what I covered yesterday morning. So bear with me on this one. All right. So let's just recap about what to do when you're suffering from miscarriages. So miscarriages can either be physical, which is often, you know, according to traditional Chinese medicine, due to sperm health in the first trimester if you miscarry. It can be because the eggs weren't good enough quality. Now, to get good quality eggs, we already know how to do that. It's the 9-month time before that egg ovulates, which is because we're focusing on the follicle health more than the egg health. A lot of books say just focus on the last 3 months, it's the egg health. It's not, it is the follicle health. And again, that's backed by TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. So we need to improve the egg health through the follicle health, improve sperm health, and then going back to the elasticization of the womb and the health of the womb. So we want to make that womb your baby's bedroom. There is that direct connection, energetic rainbow connection between your heart and your womb. What you think and you feel is intensified and held in the womb. Your womb, as we touched on a minute ago, is a self-healing, self-purification organ, very powerful organ. Does anyone ever do any womb meditations, womb connection, nourishment for the womb? Have you guys ever done that for yourselves?
I've done the Miranda Gray one. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, no, there was one in the fertility course, I think. I'm connecting with the womb.
Yeah, there's a few in there. I would highly recommend that you take the time because this is the main organ that we're using. Yes, we need to have healthy follicles. It's the womb that will hold the pregnancy. So we want to make it elasticized, which is why the superfood vitamin C's are very important. We want to give you guys enough energy, which is why so many people are harping on about the benefits of medicinal mushrooms. So when you combine the medicinal mushrooms with vitamin C, it's going to give your womb the energy and the sustenance and the elasticity that it needs because it's needed to allow the embryo to enter. And I've even been approached by different IVF clinics saying, can you create some powerful meditations to help our clients? Because the ones that are really uptight, it is so difficult to put for embryo transfer or frozen embryo transfer because the womb's just not opening up. And naturally, when you have conceived, that the embryo travels down and then connects to the outside of the womb. The womb then opens up, allowing the embryo to enter and then to anchor into the lining, which is like a blanket. And then it just helps to secure the embryo, and the embryo receives all the nutrients that it needs or the hydration that it needs and the relevant detoxification whilst being in that beautiful environment. Now, remember, you're a sensitive soul and your baby is an extension of you. It's a very, very sensitive soul because these high vibrational children coming down are more sensitive than we are and more advanced than we are, which is super exciting. So you need to really manage your emotional state, and not be scared, not be anxious, especially during the too blissful state, because this is all being reflected in the womb. Does anyone have any questions so far? Because I'm talking more about the physical stuff, but I do want to lead back into the spiritual.
Can I add something? I don't mind sharing a personal thing that I do.
Yeah.
I use yoni eggs. So I'm wearing one now. You know, I don't know if anybody's heard of them, but I use them, and you know, yeah, I find them very comfortable. And I just think, look at what they say they do, and I wear them. And I've noticed changes. Whatever the thing says it's supposed to do, I've noticed it. And I've just ordered a red jasper one, because I know that is for energy and passion. So I'll just clean it, bless it, and I'll wear that now whilst I'm doing everything.
Red jasper is incredibly grounding as well. Very, very grounding. So when you're grounded, you're able to bring in the higher energies, which will help you to commune more with baby spirit, will help you to commune with, you know, your higher self. So it's very powerful. Anything that's going to ground you will help you with this. So yes, yoni eggs, using different crystals that you insert like a tampon, and crystals, you know, we respond well to crystal healing. We know that because we have silica in us. And I love the fact that you remembered you're going to cleanse it. Obviously, you'd physically wash it when you get it. And then you cleanse it energetically, and then you reprogram it, and you allow it to work its magic, because it is. It is taking you to that next level. Yes, so yoni eggs and even steams are very, very popular nowadays, yoni steams. Again, if this seems too out of your comfort zone, you don't have to do it. But if it intrigues you and you want to give it a go, give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, never do anything that you don't feel comfortable doing, ladies, but do give things a go. If it keeps cropping up in your mind, or random people keep talking about it, it's often a sign, oh, maybe I should try this, because spirit is communicating with you, especially if you're already saying, give me signs, show me what I need to know. And then if certain things keep coming up, or a certain book keeps coming up that, you know, it's like, okay, by the time a third person says it, I think I should take action on that one. That might be something for you guys to consider if not already. Thank you for sharing that. You know, doing the castor oil cleanse kit is also important, because that allows the healing to take place in not just the liver, which is a secondary organ for fertility, because it processes most of our hormones, which triggers our emotions, but also it gets extra blood flow to the whole of the reproductive system. So we want that. It helps to improve your follicle health, your egg health. So, you know, your man can also do it. Do men want to do it? Not necessarily, but if they are drinkers, for example, they need to cleanse their liver, it's very, very useful to just put the pack across their liver, which is above your right hip, basically. And if they don't have time to do the pack, or you don't have time to pack, at least just rub the oil on you in the evenings and put extra oil in the navel. Castor oil, by the way, to improve sperm health, is best massaged into your partner's testicles. It works wonders. And of course, you would have to be the one that massages it, because otherwise the guys just won't be bothered. So that's worth considering. When you're also suffering from miscarriages, again, it could be baby's free will. Now, baby may have already had that contract with you to say, look, I only want to experience life in the womb. Or it might just change its mind because it wasn't ready, or physically it was going to be lacking certain chromosomes and was thinking, I don't want to live a life like that, you know? So allow the miscarriage to happen. See it as a blessing. It wasn't meant to be, and it was for your highest good that it didn't happen. When you shift it like that and you're working with nature, it's never that you're the victim. It's never that you're suffering, even though we use the term suffering from miscarriages. It's just the way it is. And the amount of women that have come to me because they've had recurrent miscarriages, be it 3 miscarriages, 5 miscarriages, whatever, we get together, we do 3 healings, one-on-one healings. They do the online fertile lifestyle course, and then they have their next baby. So it's about lifting that energy, changing your perspective, really moving you out of that victim state, okay? Because you just don't have memory of what you'd already assigned to this other being. That, yeah, several of you can come down and experience life in my womb. I love you all. I don't need to birth you. But we forget that when we come down. And then you just, you know, if you go into meditation, you can commune with these baby spirits. And you can even ask them, help me bring forward my baby that wants to be born here on earth now. And they will, you know, they're still your children. Or it could be the same spirit just going, Mom, I'm trying to come down. You just need to do a little bit more. Open your mind to this, clear some of that crap that I don't want to take on. And then I'm going to come down. You know, they're trying. So there could also be that message, but only you will know when you go into that meditative state. And like I was saying, you can get others who are advanced at this to go into these meditation states or to be able to see what has happened. But you have the powers within to do this. You know, I do help my clients do it. When I do the meditations with them, I see what they're seeing, but you don't need anyone else. Okay. If you do want to rely on someone else, I recommend you get into the meditational state first, try it, see what messages come up for you, and then see someone just to help bridge that confidence. But you don't need anyone, okay? This is the time where you're stepping into your power, remember, and your baby needs you to do that. There's no shortcuts with this. Okay. So does that answer everyone's questions about miscarriages so far?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I just ask the womb healing meditations, what module are they on Fertile Course?
I don't remember the module, but they will be in the meditation library.
Okay, in the meditation library. So just
type in womb. Yeah. Or just womb. Anything with womb will come up. There is stuff listed alphabetical, but it's the title that's alphabetical. So just type in the search magnifying glass, which should also be doable on your phone.
Yes, it is now.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure. Okay, so another question.
Just quickly, yeah. For recurrent miscarriages, I've been looking at a supplement called Wobenzyme N. Is that something you've come across or seen anyone have any success with? No.
It does not ring a bell.
Okay.
Could you give me some information on it? Like just maybe put it into the fertility help group?
Yeah, I will do.
I'd love to research that more, but okay. No, I've never.
No, it's not. No,
I have another name. Maybe
it mentioned to me years ago, and I dismissed it. But having still not had any success, I sort of thought I'd revisit it. So I'll post something on there then for you.
Please, yeah, because I'll look into that. No, I haven't. Okay,
thanks.
Pleasure. Has anyone thought of adopting as an alternative? Or is that just not what you want to do? Yeah, you're thinking of adopting?
I have in the past, but we weren't in the situation where they would allow us to adopt because we've only got a one-bedroom flat. I think you need to have two. So we put that aside. But it was something we had to skirt over, not very much, but yeah.
Okay, because someone
we discussed it. Yeah.
Yeah,
we discussed it as well, but we thought we would try first.
Yeah, and that's what the person that submitted this question, which I know isn't anyone in this group, but they said, you know, what do you do when you're choosing to adopt as an alternative option, but you still want to focus on having your own, plus the possibility of adopting?
Yeah, so, but my husband did not agree. I mean, I'm okay, but he doesn't want.
It's very natural in the animal kingdom to not want other babies. And we see this a lot in the lion kingdom. You know, the new lions that come along will kill the other cubs, the male cubs, because they don't want another man's sons, so to speak, in that group. It's very natural, but it's not... you know, it's more animalistic, but not as, you know, an advanced conscious state. So don't judge him for it. It's just where he's at. And at least he was honest. So I think for you, we can still focus on you having your own. And, you know, men, they change their opinion. And the more you can raise your vibration and keep lifting up into a higher state of consciousness, it will help his state of consciousness to rise. You don't have to force it upon him. You don't have to teach him stuff. It's purely by osmosis. your, as your vibration rises, everyone's around you will also rise. That's how it happens. Light creates more light.
Okay.
So just, you know, keep going with the flow. Because there is the resistance there for adopting for you with your partner, I wouldn't keep that as a focal point at all. Just focus on you having your own.
Yeah, I'm focusing on my own.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And ladies, you know, how do we do this? Because I keep saying you need to have focus. You know, when you're working with spirit and you are very clear, you have crystal clear clarity about what it is you want, that's what they'll give you. But if you go, yeah, I want to have my own, but I also am open to adopting, it's a little bit, you know, vague. So what we want to do is get really crystal clear that you are a mum, you're open to having your child any way it wants to come to you. And recently I've had a private client of mine who has just been hearing the words, "Mum, I'm ready for you now. Come and collect me now." And she's actually being drawn to a hospice where there are women who are, you know, downtrodden either by past relationships or whatever it may be, and they give their children up because they can't look after them anymore due to either physical reasons or financial reasons or whatever it may be. And so she's very drawn to this hospice, and she keeps getting this message that this boy is saying, "Mum, come and get me now." So that's also been quite interesting for her with her journey. And so it's about you just stating to your baby spirits in communication, "I am ready now, and I'm happy for you to come in any way that you're wanting to come to me." So, you know, is that through natural means? Is that through IVF or IUI? Is that through adoption? Is that through fostering? We don't know. I want you to just keep going with the flow, and whatever doors are opening, that is your path. Whatever doors are closing, don't keep pushing on. Okay? Because you're so in line, you're so in tune, and it's important that you keep watching the signs, because life's not meant to be difficult. You're in flow, you're going with the flow, you're surrendering, and you're communing constantly. Show me the signs, show me the signs. So the universe is showing you the signs. So don't do the hard road. If you've got resistance with something, don't go down that path. Do the path that seems easy and be focused and in the knowing that it's happening. You know, you're so fertile now. You're more ready than ever now. You're so connected to your baby's spirit. You feel them, you're preparing your womb physically, mentally, emotionally. You understand that everything happens outside in. So your environment, your thoughts, your emotions are having a direct impact on your physiology. And you can have as many children as you want. So if you want to birth your own and you want to adopt and foster, you can do it all. It's about not having, you know, that thought of, "I'm going to try for 6 more months. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to do this." You're already saying that what you're doing in 6 months isn't going to work because you've already got plan B. You never have plan B. You just have plan A. And you can never, okay. So it's just about being open. I am ready now for you to come in any way, shape or form you want to come. Show me how we can make this happen now. See yourself as a mum. See yourself holding your baby, or you see yourself doing the school run, or you're, you know, running around after this fully energized toddler. It doesn't matter what image you see, you just access that knowing and you just feel that it is happening now. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.